You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Very good. Very good. I'm in Sweden right now looking at a nice river. Very nice.
Very cool. Well, listen, I am a huge fan. I don't know if you're going to remember this, but we spoke before. It was many years ago. I'll tell you how I remember it so clearly because A, I'm a huge fan, but B...
We were in a hotel, weren't we?
Actually, no. For once, I was at home like I am today, but my kids were hanging outside the door because they're such huge Charlie Puth fans, and you invited them all in, and they came in, and you said hello to them, and they still talk about it today.
I remember that. Yeah, that was about 4 years ago,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they have a very sweet family.
Oh, well, thank you. And obviously, as a dad yourself now, things have changed, I'm sure, for you. And you start to understand how much things like that mean when you can be cool to your kids. Maybe Jude's a bit young for that yet. But how's fatherhood been?
It's been wonderful. It's I'd be lying if I said that the travel aspect hasn't been difficult.
Yeah.
Being away from your newborn. But I'm working hard for him now, and it's just a lot of FaceTime.
Yeah,
I get to see him.
I mean, there are probably a lot of dads listening, thinking Charlie Puth has it sussed. Have a kid and then go on a world tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of the timing right now. I mean, you make a plan and God laughs. That's what they say. But
and I'm sure Jude has been to some of your shows. Maybe is there any chance of him coming to Ireland and being here with you on July 19th?
You know, there might be a chance. It's not completely out of the question. But right now, it's just me and my phone.
Okay, that's fair. How have you found touring? I mean, obviously, you know, every tour is a challenge. It has a set of different, you know, rules and situations you find yourself in. None more so and more difficult, I would imagine, than leaving your family, especially in, you know, they're so new. Everything's so new to you. But how have you found the tour in general? Has it been good?
But the travel always beats me up, but
yeah.
What makes it worth it is getting on stage every night and being able to, fortunate enough to be able to perform for my fans. And just, I have such a cool job, and I can take these songs that I write in my head and pull them out of my head, and suddenly they're actual things that people sing along to. It's just that makes it worth it. No matter how jet lagged, no matter how tired I may be, I step outside, 10,000 people in front of me singing. It's amazing.
That's so cool. It really is. And have you had a favorite moment yet? I mean, I would imagine Madison Square Gardens as an East Coast boy is probably pretty big for you.
But... that was a big one for me, having Art Garfunkel come out and Busta Rhymes and Kirk Franklin and Jimmy Fallon all come out and show off their musical side. And it meant a lot to me.
Say so. Are there going to be any surprise guests on the 19th? Are we going to see anybody?
Yeah, you never. If there are, they're going to be organized chaotically last minute.
Excellent.
That's usually how it goes.
I must tell you, actually, I don't know if you know this, but July the 19th is a big day for a couple of reasons. First of all, the World Cup final is on, right? So there's a bit of football there. But speaking of sports, the day that you're doing your show in the Ivy Gardens in Dublin is the day of the All Ireland hurling final. Now, I don't expect you to know what that is, but hurling is one of our national sports here in Ireland. It's a mixture of like lacrosse, like field hockey, and murder. It's basically what it's like.
Oh my God. I need to change the name of my show that day to the murder show.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea. But the whole country comes to a stop. So by the time you get on stage, we'll be ready to party. So you've picked a good day from that point of view.
Wow, well, that's good news.
Yeah.
It's, strategically picked that out.
Now, there is great news that you're coming here for everybody except me, because, like you said, you make plans and God laughs, right? My wife just completed a master's in illustration, and we're going to her graduation in a university in the UK, and I will not be here on the 19th.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's a pretty great accomplishment on your wife. Good on her.
It's amazing, and thank you for saying that. It is amazing. However, my best friend in the world, or other than her, is Dermot, who I used to do the radio show with, who actually interviewed you that time 4 years ago. He's actually taking me as a birthday present to see you in Prague on the 28th of July.
Oh, well, that'll be fun. We'll do a good job for you then.
Please
too.
Do. Save it for the, leave the 19th, but save it for the 28th. Yeah.
Yes, the hurling competition will we'll do a I'll do a live demonstration of it on stage.
And Charlie, let's talk very quickly about the record, Whatever's Clever, your fourth album. It's a family favorite here. It's on all the time in our smart speakers in the kitchen. We absolutely love
it. That's very nice. Cool. Thank you.
Am I right? Every record feels like a Charlie record, but does this feel more Charlie than the other records? It certainly does to me. Is that how it feels to you?
I think there, it's an over pour of Charlie, I think. And for those listening who that may not know what that means, just a lot of jazz chords, a lot of warm Quincy Jones-esque kind of my love of jazz and integrated into pop and kind of like a yacht rock 2026 kind of sounding thing. It's the first time where I've made an album where I wasn't exactly concerned about like, well, I hope people like this particular song because it'll make them listen to the, I was more concerned about the entire, the album as an entity, like as a whole thing that people could listen to from the top to the bottom.
Right.
And I know that there are some people who are not going to get it, but what we've done is I think we've captured a different side of my audience and my fans. And I can make as many pop albums as I want, but I really wanted to make this highly conceptual songs about my family, songs about things that you've not heard me sing about yet type of album, and a bit, there's almost elements of comedy interlaced in it.
It's got its tongue in its cheek in places for sure. Like,
yeah, it's a tongue in cheek kind of album. And I realized that it's now or never. I wasn't really ever going to have another chance to make an album like this again.
Well, listen, I'm a big metal head as well as a Charlie Puth head, and I've been forcing my metal friends to listen to you, and they've loved some of the stuff I've played them. But this record in particular has cut through, and a lot of them are really into it, which is a sign that, as you said, that you're making maybe a record for corners of the universe that haven't Charlie Puthed yet.
Well, I think there's always an opportunity to get people to bring them into your musical world. You listen to For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica. That's a very simple record. Yeah. Lars playing. And just bass and guitar.
Yep.
And James on vocal. And it's really four elements, but it sounds like 16 elements just because it's so particular in its sonic choice. So I think a lot of fans of metal happen to have a very distinct sonic palette.
Yes. That is definitely true. In fact, I just saw Metallica a couple of weekends ago here in Dublin. And,
how was that? That must have been crazy.
It was great. Two nights, no repeats.
What did they start with? What song did they start with?
The second night was Whiplash. The first night, you're racking my brain here now, because I saw like 42 songs over two nights, so I can't actually remember what the opening song of the first night was. But
dun, 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 dun. Sad but true, maybe.
It wasn't sad but true. It was something older. It might have been... they definitely went into Creeping Death. I could just do this all day. Charlie humming Metallica riffs.
Obey
your master of puppets. Yes, that's the one. Listen, I must thank you. You sent me a personalized video message on the release of Whatever's Clever. Now, Charlie, I know your record label just gave you a list of names and you said it, but it meant an awful lot to me to get a video from Charlie Puth, so thank you for that.
No, but I knew who I was making it for. It wasn't like completely randomized.
Well, I appreciate that.
I know it's in good hands.
Yeah, definitely. And tell me this, the Super Bowl, like, can that even be a dream come true? Did you ever dream of doing the Super Bowl?
I did, and I only wanted to sing our country's national anthem once, and I wanted to save it just for that instance, and I will never do it again. I say that in the nicest way, because there's no other. I can't top that. It was totally over the top and wonderful.
What do you remember about? Like, you know, were you aware of what was going on around you, or just?
I remember not sleeping the night prior, being so nervous the night before, and so nervous going into the stadium. And then once I was in there, it was very peaceful.
Wow.
Oddly peaceful. And then I just performed it. It felt like a rehearsal.
It felt like a rehearsal. It was incredible. And obviously the cameraman earned his money that day as he panned to you, to the planes, and back to the planes, and back to you. It was all worked out so well.
We didn't have time to rehearse that either. He nailed that.
Listen, you've been Professor Puth online, and for a lot of people, that's been a way into learning about you and your music. And I wonder, have you ever considered education, music education, as something that might be a path in your career at some stage?
Of course, but like kind of integrating it into my current career.
Okay.
My career as of right now, and switching entirely, but being able to integrate the two has always been a dream of mine.
Well, listen, I can't thank you enough for taking the time. I think you know how much you mean to me as an artist.
Yeah, it's really good to speak to you again. It's very nice of you and all the...
Thank you.
For the support, too.
Yeah,
thank you.
Listen, I'm a huge fan and a vocal fan. And as I said, I'll miss the Dublin show, but I will see you in Prague on the 28th.
Prague is going to be good.
I cannot
wait. Dublin's going to be great, too.
All right. Charlie, thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. And enjoy Europe.
Thank you, Dave. Always good to talk to you.
You too, man. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right. See you. Bye-bye. Dave Moore on Today FM.